Hey, you want that to go?
Time for some takeouts on stories that we're looking at this week, and NBC shuffling the late night deck one more time. So if you ever needed a reminder that entertainment is actually an industry, the story coming out today is another one of those quick memos. Faced with the failure of a huge gamble that they made in moving Jay Leno to primetime with his own show, the network has planned to restore Jay Leno to his old spot that was at 11:35 each weeknight for a half an hour, and then they'd push Conan O'Brien to a starting time of 12:05 a.m. Conan, they'd then have a whole hour.
That
I'm not
is a
sure
disaster
that
disaster over there. Those people
disaster,
like
I think, is the nicest thing. I think we could go back to your earlier metaphor of manure pile.
It's a mess.
Joining us to talk about this is a New York Times finance reporter, Louise Story. So, Louise, this is kind of the classic situation of star power, which really, in business terms, Jay Leno is a commodity for NBC. Conan O'Brien is a commodity for NBC. And then they have their revenue stream, which comes for their network affiliates.
That's right. I mean, like all of the media, you've got what you think of as the entertainment, whether it's a newspaper, just focusing on content. And then you've got the hard, cold cash reality. And that's what happened here. There's tricky economics at play at NBC. So on the one hand, it's very cheap for NBC to produce a talk show like Jay Leno's show. And it's a lot cheaper than producing some hit drama or sitcom. It's also reliable because they know, you know, Jay's got a following and they don't want him to go to a competitor.
It would have helped if the show had actually been entertaining.
The problem is when the, you know, cash reality comes in is that the affiliates who need to make their money by people watching complain to NBC that people weren't watching Jay, that they would rather have some primetime hit show there, which would be more expensive for NBC to produce.
Or reruns of Law and Order they'd rather have.
Or something. So those are the tricky economics, and it's hitting NBC cold.
All right, so NBC is in fourth place.
Uh-huh.
So at this point, in terms of making that cold hard cash you're talking about, maybe they just have to do this shakeup and bite the bullet to get back into some form of profitability.
They've got to bite the bullet right now, but this is a short-term solution. In the longer term, they've got to continue innovating on what people want to see to grow their audience longer and try to get out of fourth place.
Okay, thanks so much. That's Louise Story, a finance reporter for the New York Times.
Well, ABC can only hope the ratings were better last night on the BCS, the City BCS, the Bowl Championship Series, which pitted Alabama, the number one team, against Texas. Alabama won 37-21. What did you think, Ibrahim Abdelmateen? What kind of a game was this for you?
This is I had spoke yesterday about the kicking game that would be important, and that showed up to be a really critical factor when Texas got two critical turnovers early in the game and got up 6-0. They didn't score touchdowns, and that put them in a something of a hole.
It was intimidating
because soon thereafter, Colt McCoy, the fifth-year quarterback, he popped his shoulder out, or his shoulder went numb or something like that, and then he was out of the game, and that completely changed the entire game pattern. There was a hit by a guy named Eric Andres at the end of the game on the freshman quarterback from Texas. The freshman quarterback was about to bring Texas back, and it would have been a beautiful Cinderella story of this guy coming back, taking Texas all the way back to the title, but he got popped at the very end of the game. The ball came out. Texas overall had five turnovers.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, in terms of a watchable game, you were saying this was going to be a real fantastic matchup. In terms of a game, the five turnovers of Texas, what does that say about this BCS?
Well, the turnovers were at really critical moments, though. I think it was an incredibly watchable game. I had shivers up my spine the entire game. I really couldn't take my eyes off of it. There's a guy named Marcel Darius, 6'4", 296 pounds at the very end of the first half. He's a big lineman. He intercepted a shovel pass, which is a small, quick little pass in the middle of the scrum, and he ran it back and he spun. I mean, there was some really beautiful, amazing plays in this game, and these are players that you will see in the NFL,
without a doubt. And it's a playoff week. I'm in the NFL. We don't have time to talk about that, but Ibrahim Abdelmateen, it was a great game last night. The BCS championship. Let's give you that score one more time. Alabama, the number one team, 37, beat Texas, number two, at 21. There's no
Roll
dispute
tie.
Anymore. That's right.